It's 7 minutes after 10 o'clock and time now for Kaleidoscope. This morning we get to talk with Mountain Lake EDA Director Rod Hamilton. How are you this morning? I'm doing pretty good. Boy, on a day like today, it just kind of seems like everybody is in a good mood and just ready to take on the world.
Well, you know what, right? Yesterday we had the same thing. The weather was fantastic. The Mountain Lake Chamber, along with the Mountain Lake Area Foundation, had their annual golf tournament. The weather was perfect. There were 17 teams out there, and it looked like everybody was having a great time.
Yeah, I definitely could not have asked for better weather, that's for sure. So, yeah, the golf tournament's done now, and so now as the EDA goes, you've got to shift gears again to all these other projects that are going on.
You know, it's been interesting, and I'm really enjoying my work here, working with the EDA. When I came into this role, I asked for it to be a part-time role so I can focus on my health as well, and it's been fun. I mean, we've had some challenges, there's no question about it, but we have a great team over here. Everybody pulls together, and you know, we've talked a lot about the hotel. Of course, I've been ups and downs and obstacles and everything else. Well, everything is 100% in the hands now of the developer. We closed on the land here, what was it, a week or two ago. So the developer / investors now own that parcel of land out in the commercial park. The developer recently sent out an update to everybody. He CC'd me on that. He just did a quick update on progress. And he said the architectural backgrounds are completed. They sent out to the engineers. Civil engineering is under contract and will be starting on the site design. The geotechnical soil borings are also under contract, and they'll be done soon, which is needed to finalize the engineer. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes for the hotel development. Their ultimate goal is to get that thing going, footings poured, get a shell up, hopefully before any severe weather from the winter comes.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that yet.
Yeah, I'm right, but you have to plan for it, my friend. And so the ultimate goal is to have a soft opening for that hotel sometime in the spring, and then a grand opening for our city celebration days next year. So that's exciting. That project is moving forward. That's exciting because we've been working on that for a long time. I was talking to another developer that's working on a project too here in town, and he called and asked if he's still working on finalizing a few of the details here in town. But his crews have finished a project. They're out in North Dakota. Then they moved to Mankato. They're finishing up that project ahead of schedule. So he asked if he could start moving some equipment into Mountain Lake. And I brought that up to city council and the mayor at their meeting last night. And they said, yeah, absolutely. They can park it there as we're working out the details. You know, it'd be nice to see progress here in town. So that's taken place also. I have two people flying in from Oregon. They're flying in for another project in the area. I'm meeting with them to show them around. They're asking for 2 to 3 acres of land they want to do a lease on that land to have office buildings and some warehouses and stuff. So I have three parcels that they're interested in, so I'm going to show them around tomorrow. And we just keep working on things and do whatever we can to grow our community.
You know, one of the things that we've heard a lot about, and I think everybody feels this way, is that once that hotel gets in, all of a sudden there's going to be a lot more interest and things are going to kind of start snowballing a little bit. It sounds like you've got all kinds of stuff in the works. Is it because the hotel is happening?
You know what? I think so, because I've had a number of people bring forth, or I've reached out to them. Either they brought forth some of their ideas, and it seems like they're contingent on the hotel moving forward. And so that's absolutely real. The other thing, too, is I've learning in this role, right? And you're only control of certain things, and some things are out of your control because you're a EDA director and you're not the developer or the builder or, you know, sure, the business owner, whatever the case may be. And so I'm a little more guarded with what I say, because especially with this hotel, because I thought this thing was going to be built 2 years ago, you know, it's just, there's a lot of challenges that you face in doing projects like this. I mean, that's almost a $6 million project, right?
Right.
And these things take time. I'm not the most patient person in the world. I'm practicing, you know, I'm trying to learn from that, but I don't know if I'll ever be the most patient person in the world. And so we just push as hard as we can, knowing full well that we must do it right also. So there's a balance there.
Well, and you know, you're doing it for the long term, and so nobody wants to be the turtle, but slow and steady sometimes is definitely the way to go.
Yeah, that's great advice. You're absolutely right. And like I said, there's sometimes it gets so slow it stalls out. So you need to have that person that's pushing pretty hard too. But there's definitely a balance there. There's no question about it.
Definitely. All right. Well, Rod, are there other things we should be mentioning today?
I don't know if we brought this up, but I recently was elected to serve as a commissioner for Southwest Regional Development. I'm just getting my feet under me for that. I am the representative for the economic development piece. And it's a wonderful group of people. It's a wonderful organization that represents 18 counties here in southwestern Minnesota to help entrepreneurs. And so if anybody's interested in learning more, just go on and Google Southwest Regional Development. They'll tell you everything about their mission and the people that are there to support you as a business owner, but also counties and local municipalities. If they need additional tools and resources and whatever, turn to us at Southwest Regional Development also. So I'm excited about playing a small role with that.
Very good. That is exciting. And it's one more way. I know you focus a lot on putting people in touch with the people they need to talk to. And that's one more way for you to do that.
Absolutely, absolutely. I love this region. Southwestern Minnesota is my home, and I love helping people and seeing this area prosper. So, again, if I can play a small role with Southwest Regional Development, I'm happy to do it.
Absolutely. All right, Rod, anything else we need to mention today?
Now, I just want to say thank you for all the work that you do and all the people at KDOM to get the word out. It was fun interacting with your team yesterday at the Mountain Lake Golf Course. So thank you, Steve, for everything that you do.
Oh, absolutely. You make it easy, that's for sure. All right.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds good. Thank you. That is Rod Hamilton, the EDA director for the city of Mountain Lake, and that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.
AM 1580 KDOM.